Today's daf is Becharos daf Lamed Beis. We are holding on daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. We are at the words My Brisa, about 10 lines before the lines get wide on daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. So we were discussing a story yesterday. We're about halfway through with Maseches Becharos, and we started yesterday the fifth perek, and the Mishnah had said at the beginning of the fifth perek that Psulei HaMikdashim in general can be sold in the normal way in order to maximize the profit that one can get from them, because all of that money goes to Hegdish. But Bechor and Meiser, where the Hana is going to go to the Bailim, so it has to be sold in a much more respectful manner. But sold in a much more respectful manner just means it's not brought out to the market and not sold in that way, but it's still sold Bebeso. So the Gemara had pointed out the clear implication is, and it's explicit, it's not just an implication, that Bechor and Meiser can be sold, it just can't be sold in the normal way. So Frek the Gemara was bothered that, wait a second, how can you say that Meiser could be sold Bebeso, that Meiser could be sold even privately in your house where there's no disrespect? We have a brisa that tells us that by Bechor it says Lo Tiftev Nimker Chai, by Meiser it says Lo Yuga'el. So we darshan that it can't be sold Lo Chai V'lo Shochot Lo Tam V'lo Balmum. So we see that the brisa tells us that Meiser could never be sold. So we said that this matter, this issue that the brisa goes against our Mishnah, bothered Rav Sheshes very much one evening, and by the next morning he realized, based on another brisa, that it wasn't a kasha at all, because he realized, based on another brisa, that it really depends on the situation. By Meiser Behema of an adult, say Nachinami, it can't be sold. But by Meiser Behema of a child, Meiser Behema of Yisomim, so that can be sold. That's how he was. That's how he was Miyashev the problem between the stira between the Mishnah and the brisa. When the Mishnah implies that Meiser Behema can get sold, so I'm a Meiser Behema of a Yasam. The only thing is, the Gemara has not yet identified what brisa gave that indication that Meiser Behema of Yesomim may be sold. So that's what we're picking up now. So the Gemara says, my brisa. What is the brisa that said that we said before that made it all okay and made Rav Sheshes feel better about the problem between the Mishnah and the brisa? So what was the brisa that answered the issue? The Tanya, because we have a brisa that says as follows: Meiser Behema shel Yesomim mochrin oso. So right there, you already have the line in the brisa that's critical to us, that Meiser Behema of a Yasom, you are allowed to sell. That's all we need. But we're going to quote the whole brisa, and that's going to lead us on a whole other discussion about how we know you're allowed to sell Meiser Behema, and where we find it in Pesukim. So we're going to have a lot of drushes in today's daf. But that's the line that we were really looking for, that you're allowed to sell Meiser Behema of Yasomim. Well, Meiser Behema sheshachtu, and if you shecht Meiser Behema, mavlio ba'oro b'chelbo Begido Bekarnav. So you don't just sell the meat straight, because you're not allowed to sell the meat directly. So instead of selling the meat directly, you sell the animal as a whole, including the or, the gidin, the horns, all the different parts of the animal that are inedible, and you include the meat in the price of all the other parts of the animal. As long as you do havla'a, where you don't identify that you're selling the meat for X amount of money, rather you're selling the entire animal, including all of these other parts, that makes it okay. We're familiar with the concept of Havla Alach L'maisa more from Hilcha Shabbos. We have such a concept of Havla B'schar Shabbos. Let's say you have a housekeeper who comes 6 days a week, including Shabbos. She's off Sunday, let's say. So you pay her X amount of dollars a week. Now, obviously, a big chunk of the work that she does is on Shabbos, cleaning up the dishes and whatever else she may do on Shabbos. So she's not allowed to do everything on Shabbos, but there are certain things she could do on Shabbos. So why is it that you're allowed to pay somebody for work that they do for you on Shabbos? It's because you're paying them Bavla, you're paying them for a whole week's worth of work. Same is true when it comes to a Jew receiving money for that which they do on Shabbos. Youth directors and leaders and chazanim and rabbis, right? Why is it that we're allowed to receive money for work that we do on Shabbos? Because the assumption is that there's some amount of preparation that's put in during the week as well, so it's done by Havla. So here we have a different concept, same concept, but a different application of the concept of Havla'a. It's Havla in the sense that you're being Mavlia, the money of the meat, together with the money of the rest of the animals. So says Gemara, Maika Amar. Wait a second, this Brisa seemed to be sosur itself from one line to the other, to the next line. First it says, you're allowed to sell it. Sounds like you're allowed to sell it normally. And then it says, and if you want to sell it, you just have to do Havla. What do you mean? You just said, I'm allowed to sell it. What do I have to do Havla? Havla makes it sound like it's not okay to sell. So the Gemara explains two possibilities. Number one, Amar Abaye Hachi Kamar. This is what the Brisa means to say. Meiser Behema Shel Yesomim Mokronoso Behavla'a. Ma'aseh behema of yisomim, you're not allowed to sell straight. You have to only sell it behavla'a. Mechlal de gadol behavla'a lo. And the implication, therefore, is that if it's a ma'aseh behema of a gadol that doesn't belong to yisomim, it belongs to an adult, even behavla'a, it's no good. So I ask the Gemara, well, why is that no good? What's the problem with using havla'a to sell ma'aseh behema of a gadol? Ma'ishna meha ditnan. Why is it any different than the Mishnah? That tells us as follows. Halokeach, this is a Mishnah Masechta Sukkah. Halokeach, lulav mechaveru b'shvius. No, sino esrog matana lefishena rashi locha b'shvius. There is a halacha that peros of shvius, peros of the Shemitah year, is asr b'schora. You're not allowed to do schora with peros of the Shemitah year. So a guy who makes a living selling esrogim has big problems during Shemitah year. He's not allowed to sell esrogim. So what does he do? So the Mishnah already comes up with an etzah. Let him sell a dalid minim set, and he will sell it for X amount of money, and the esrog is included in the dalid minim set. But the idea is that you're doing avla, you're really essentially paying for the lulav, but the esrog is included in the dalid minim set. So you see that you're allowed to do it. I jumped ahead a step. The Mishnah says, give the esrog matana and sell him a lulav. So the Gemara says, that's great. What if he buys a lulav and isn't interested in, what if he just wants an esrog matana? Or what if he buys a lulav and the fellow doesn't want to give it to him b'matana? Lo ratzalitin lo matana mai. The guy doesn't want to give him the esrog b'matana. So v'amrafuna mavliya lo d'me esrog b'lulav. So then you do have la'a. You include it all. You say, look, I'm not selling lulav. I'm selling sets. So you want to buy an esrog. You want to buy a lulav. You have to buy it all together. And you're paying that way, it's havla'a, and that's going to be permissible. So the Gemara's kasha again is, why is it that, according to Abaye, the way Abaye reads the Brisa, even selling Meiser Behema behavla'a is only mutter if you're dealing with the Meiser Behema of a yasom. But Meiser Behema of an adult, it is not mutter to sell, even bavla'a. Well, why not? By esrog, we have no problem doing havla'a and selling the esrog of the Shemitah year. So Rashi over here just fills us in on exactly what goes on, why it is that esrog poses a unique problem. He says that because of esrog, even if the chanata of the esrog is during the sixth year, by esrog we determine its year. We determine whether it's a Shemitah esrog based on the lakita, based on when you actually pick it, when you actually take it off the tree. So during a Shemitah year, the esrog that was picked off during that year is going to have the status of Shemitah produce. The all other ilanos are achar chanata. All other trees you go basar chanata, so you're not going to have any problem with the lulav the same year of the esrog. Lulav anyway is in perus shvius. But anyway, so it's so that's why it's dafka during the Shemitah year. We're worried it's not the chanata would be, I guess, the year before. No, it would be the year after. It's not the year after that we're worried about. It's during the Shemitah year that we're worried about. But bottom line, our kasha is, why is it that we allow havla'a by the dalad minim, and we don't allow havla'a by ma'aser behema of an adult? So says Gemara, big difference. Hasam lo muchamilsa, hacha muchamilsa. It depends how obvious it is that you're really paying for the item that you're not allowed to pay for. When it comes to the esrog, it's not so obvious that you're paying for an esrog. Because what does a citrus fruit cost already? It costs a couple of cents. So you're paying, a dollar. So for your whole set of dalad minim. So it costs a couple of cents for the esrog. It's not so obvious that you're actually paying for an esrog. But when it comes to ma'aser behema, the whole ikar value of the behema is in the meat. So you're going to say you're paying those hundreds of dollars for just the gidin and the atzamos and the karnayim? Come on, everyone knows that the meat is what you're really paying for. So it's much more muchamilsa. That's how Rashi explains. Mishum the dam of kalim ve'inu nikar shev liam belulav. By the esrog, it's such a small amount of money, no one realizes that you're even being mavliya together with the lulav. Aval hacha afilu davla nami muchamilsa demochar basar da davri yadua she'in or nimkar kulei hai b'dam yakarim. Everyone realizes right off the bat that the hide of the animal isn't what's fetching all those hundreds of dollars. That's not what's costing all of that money. So everyone realizes that you're actually paying for the meat of the animal. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava. Okay, so that was all Abaye's approach. Actually, before we move on to Rava, Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Yardayan some Shin Vav, Siv Vav, that Chelbo, V'Damo, V'Gido, V'Karnov of B'chor can be sold v'makulin v'nishkalin b'litra. All these things of a Bukhar can be sold in the normal way. And the Shach writes that the Prisha's Gores in our Gemara, when the Gemara says, a Meiser Behema Shashachta, Mavlio Ba'oru B'chelbo, B'gidav V'karnav, that he's Gores V'gidav, that the Brisa speaks about the Gidim of the Behema as well, that the Gidim are part of the price, because the Gidim are Mutter Ba'achila. Only the Basar is Asar Ba'achila. Gidim are not considered bichlal basar. So the Shoshanis HaMakim brings the b'shem gon echad, that from the Prisha it's clear against the Prichadash, because the Prichadash holds that gidim are bichlal basar, that gidim have a status of basar l'gabe all of the halachos of basar. But if you're goris in our Gemara, gidim is one of the things that you're actually allowed to pay for directly, so you see gidim are not Bechlal Basar. But says the Shoshanis HaMakim, he doesn't think it's a raya against the Prichadash, because it could be there are two different dinim in regards to Gidim. Really, maybe Gidim are considered Bechlal Basar, like the Prichadash says. But you're still allowed to sell b'makulin and l'shoklin b'litra, because when they were gozer these isurim on the Basar of the animal, they weren't gozer on the Gidim, because the Ikar Chashivus of the Behema is really on the actual Basar. So while halachically Gidim may have a din of basar, so when it comes to any din d'oraisa, you want to discuss whether the Gidim have a din of basar. Prichadash may be right. The Gidim do have a din of basar, but over here we're dealing with the din d'rabana, not to sell, so they only made such a gezeira on those parts that you're most likely to want to sell, and therefore the Gidim were never included. That's the possibility, that it's not a raya against the Prichadash. But anyway, all of this was the answer of Abaye, that really, when you're dealing with Yesomim, Meiser Behema of Yesomim, you're allowed to sell it only Bahavla'a. When you're dealing with Meiser Behema of an adult, you're not allowed to sell it even Bahavla'a. And the reason that you're not allowed to sell it even Bahavla'a, even though we rely on Havla'a by other areas of Halacha, like by Dalet Minim, is that it's Mucha Milsa, it's self-evident that you're violating the Isser of selling the meat. Amar Rava Imkein Meiser Behema Trezim Nilamali. So Rava says, if that's true, that the Brisa, when it says Meiser Behema Shal Yisrael Mochrono, so Meiser Behema Shachtam Avli Bar B'chal B'gidu B'karnav, that all of that is really one sentence. And it's saying that Meiser, it's all talking about Meiser Behema Yisomim, and saying Meiser Behema Yisomim, you can only sell with Havla'a. Well, then why does it say the words Meiser Behema twice in the Brisa? The fact that it says the words Meiser Behema twice sounds like we're talking about two different cases. Number one, Meiser Behema Shal Yisomim Mochrono, so, and then Meiser Behema Shachtam Avli Bar B'chal Bo, etc. So it sounds like clearly we're talking about two different cases. So, in fact, Tosos points out that you have throughout Shas the Gemara asks these kinds of questions. Zomer ani metzasiya. The Gemara says, how can you say that it's one case? Hazev zek katani. In the beginning of Nedarim, it says aser lameli. In Sanhedrin, shlosha lameli. It goes through case after case after case where we ask this style of question, and then Tosos goes through kedarka b'kodesh with Bekias, all the cases in Shas where we could have asked this kind of question and we don't ask this kind of question. Meaning, when is it that we're worried, that we're bothered by the fact that the Gemara uses, or the Brisa will use, the phrase a second time, and we think that that's an indication that it's a second case? And when do we not think it's an indication of a second case? So at the very end, Tosafot says, when all the dust settles, Yeshlomer Dukalani Duchti Deparach Trezimni Lamali, Lo Shaykh Lomer Kolkach Prushe Kamafarish Kamahanach Duchti Deloparach. That the Gemara had some sort of intuition of when it's most likely that it's Prushe Kamafarish, that things that sound like two separate cases are actually just an explanatory note of the first case, that what sounds like a second case is just really an explanation of the first case, and when it is that it's not so, when it is that it must be two cases. The Gemara just had an intuition, an inclination of understanding how that plays out. But there's no set rule per se. So anyway, so why would it say, says Rava, Meiser Behema twice? Ela, Rava Hachi Kamar. Meiser Behema Shal Yisomim Mochrono So Kedarko. What it means to say is as follows. When it comes to Meiser Behema of Yisomim, you don't even need to do Avla. You could just be Mocha, just sell it. Meiser Behema the Gadol, Sheshachta, Mavli Bar B'chal B'Begid B'Karnav. But when you're selling Meiser Behema of an adult, then you need to do Avla. Totally against Abaye. Abaye said Meiser Behema of an adult, there's no sale at all. And of a child, you have to do Avla. Rava says, a child, you could do it directly. You don't even need Avla. An adult, you're allowed to do it, but with Avla. So Amar Rava Mina Amina La. So Rava says, where do I know this? From Dechsev, Vayehu Tmuraso Yeh Kodesh Lo Yigael. Emes Ayosa Tmura. When can it become Tmura? When is it eligible for Tmura? Mechayim. So that's only Mechayim. And in that same pasuk, we're obviously talking about a live animal, and it says Lo Yigael. So when is there a problem of being goel, which means selling the animal, only mechayim, haliachar shchita nigal? So you see that after shchita, it is okay, you are allowed to be goel, the animal. Rabbanan, the gazru liachar shchita atu lufnei shchita mida oraisa. You're allowed to sell the animal after it's shechted. Always, the rabbanan made a gezeira that even after shchita you shouldn't sell the basar of the behema. So davar anisha mechayim gazru rabbanan liachar shchita atu lufnei shchita. That which is generally evaluated as part of the chashivas of the animal while the animal is alive. When you look at an animal while it's alive and you try to evaluate what it's worth, you're looking at how fat it is. You're looking at the meat, how much meat it's got on it. That's the primary element that you're looking at in terms of the value of the animal. So only that which really adds value to the animal, where they go there that you're not allowed to sell after shechita, atu, you might come to sell it before shechita. Again, selling it before shechita is nisa d'oraisa. So the Rabbanan wanted to be gozer, don't even sell after shechita. So what were they worried about? The parts that you're going to pay attention to when the nisa d'oraisa is still intact, while it's still alive. So they only asked the basar. Davar she'eino nisho michayim lo gozer Rabbanan. But that which you don't even pay attention to while it's alive, the horns, the hooves, these things are not at all valuable while it's alive. So they never included that in the gzeira d'Rabbanan to sell. So meat the Rabbanon, it's usher to sell the meat la'achar shchita. When it came to Yisomim, they went back to the Din D'Oraisa. They didn't want to include Yisomim in this Gezeira Mid Rabbanan against selling the meat. So Yisomim are allowed to sell the meat li'achar shchita. L'fnei shchita t'nisser d'Oraisa. So says Gemara, va'af Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak sover lo l'had Rava. And Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak also holds like Rava that the Meiser after shchita is totally mutter mid d'Oraisa, that it's only an Isser d'Rabbanan, and the Isser d'Rabbanan was never made on Yisomim. Why? What does Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak say that leads us to believe he holds like Rava? Dom Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, minayin l'maiser behemah shel Yisomim shemarchum also kedarko. How do I know that you're allowed to sell maiser behemah of Yisomim? Again, after it's shechted, you're allowed to sell the meat in the normal way. You don't need to do any havla or anything like that. Just sell it normally. Shenema rak b'chalavas nafshecha tizbach v'yachal tabasar. And the end of the pasuk, Shittim Gvetzes over here, points out you need to put the end of the pasuk over here. Ki birkas Hashem elokecha asher nasan lach. So we dashin. Ezu davar she'in bo bracha mechayim ela la'achar shchita. What are we talking about? We say tizbach v'achalta, that, and then kibirkas Hashem elokecha. That what type of an animal is there only bracha li'achar shchita? Meaning, can you only benefit from li'achar shchita? Haviyomer, is that ma'aser behema? That's ma'aser behema, because while it's alive, you have an issa d'oraisa. You're not allowed to do anything. So it must be that ma'aser behema la'achar shchita becomes heter gamur mida oraisa, and whatever isurim you might have selling the meat are only isurim midrabanan. So that is the that is the drasha of Shmuel bar Yitzchak, where he clearly holds like Rava that the whole issur d'oraisa is only mechayim la'achar shchita. It's completely mutter midoraisa. The rabbanan were gozer, but the rabbanan were never gozer on yisomim. Minchas Chinuch just points out that even though the Gemara says Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak is sover lo lahad Rava, it's not that he says amar davar echad, that he and Rava say the same exact thing. He holds like Rava that that it could be Shmuel bar Yitzchak holds like Rava only by a bal mum that's shachut. When it's a tam that's shachut, it could be that Rava and Rav Shmuel bar Rav Shilas disagree, because Rava learns that there's no iser mechira on a shachut from Tamura. That was Rava's source we just saw in the Gemara, and therefore there's no reason to be mechalik between a balmum and a tam. Either way, you don't violate anything when you sell it la'achar shchita, because just like the iser of Tamura, the whole iser only exists mechayim. There's no concept of Tamura la'achar shchita. So too the iser of mechira of ma'aser behema is only noheg mechayim. After it's dead, it doesn't matter if it was tam balmum. Doesn't make a difference. It's completely mutter. But when it comes to Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, who darshens from the pasuk rak b'chalavas nafshecha tizbach v'yachal tabasar, which is speaking about not tamur, it's speaking about psulei amukdashim. So like Rashi says, so then it turns out there's no hechruch at all that a tam shachut is not asr b'mechira, because you could say that the Torah is only matir a balmum shachut, because it's only a psulei hamukdashim. Psulei hamukdashim means hechdash as a mum. So the whole source to teach us that there's a heter li'achar shchita is only from a balmum. So Mela Rav Shmuel Rav Shilas would hold that a tam shachut, you would not be allowed to sell the basar midaraisa. So that's how the Minchas Chinuch says that Rav Shmuel Rav Shilas and Rava are not in fact saying the same thing. They both agree that if it's a balmum that's shachut, you're allowed to sell. Dalit, but they're not saying the same exact thing. So says the Minchas Chinuch, based on this, it would turn out, this is Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Shin Samach Aleph, Os Aleph, it would turn out we could explain very clearly a Gemara in Maseches Zvachim on Daf Tes, where the Gemara asks, why don't we say that a shochet carbon l'shem meiser behema, that the carbon takes on the status of meiser behema? And the Gemara explains that the dinim of meiser behema are that it requires nesachim, and that if you sell it, you get malchus because of the avera of lo yigael. You have violated lo yigael. So Tosaf there wonders. Over here, the Gemara says that la'achar shchita, there's no iser of mechiras meiser behema. So how does the Gemara want to say that if you shecht a korban l'shem meiser behema, that it's going to be an iser malchus if you sell it because of lo yigael? What do you mean? Our Gemara just said that there's no iser of selling it la'achar shchita midaraisa. There can't be malchus. But it says Minchas Chinuch, according to what I just told you, it works out very well. Because it could be the Gemara is assuming, like Rav Shmuel bar Rav Shilas, that if you shecht a tam, Maisa Behema, that's a tam, the Isra of Mechira is still there. And you would get Malkus. It's only Rava who holds you wouldn't get Malkus. Maybe that sugi is going like Rav Shmuel bar Rav Shilas. A brilliant analysis by the Minchas Chinuch. Okay, says Gemara Vayter. Ibayilu, ma'ulav li'o ba'atzamos. Can you be mavlia the price in the atzamos, in the bones? Right? We spoke about being mavlia with other parts, with the kranayim and tlapayim. What about the atzamos? The gidim we spoke about. What about the or? What about the atzamos? So says Gemara, Chiyav Reb Shem Rabbi, Charam Mavliyah v'Charam Rein Mavliyah. Machlokas v'lo pligi. They're not really arguing. Habedaka habegasa. One of them is talking about a behema daka. The other is talking about a behema gasa. By a behema daka, the atzamos are worthless. They don't have any inherent value. You can't do anything with them. By a behema gasa, the atzamos are very strong and they could be used to make tools, and since they could be used for making tools, they have certain value, so therefore you could be mavlia with the price of the atzamos. Or maybe they're even both talking about a behema gasa. So they're not arguing because each one is going like the minimum makom of whether they actually used the atzamos to make tools or not. So in one place where they actually used the atzamos to make tools, so the atzamos had value. In the other place, they would never use atzamos, so the atzamos didn't have value. In Chashuk Echemer, Rabbi Zilberstein discusses, what about Bizman Hazeh? What would the status of the atzamos be, Bizman Hazeh? We don't make kelim out of atzamos, right? So l'chor, it should be also to be mavliya b'atzamos. But he says the atzamos have a different value nowadays. He says that the butcher shops sell atzamos because people like to put it in their chicken soup and in their chalent, so that the taste of the marrow goes into the soup and the chalent, and apparently it's very often could be sold for more money than the basar could be sold for, because it adds such a delicious flavor to so many foods. So what would you say about being mavliya b'atzamos bizman hazeh? Right, you have to remember we still have kedushas b'char bizman hazeh, so we have all this to worry about. I'm sorry, Meiser Behema we're talking about. It would still be an issue of Meiser Behema, but okay. So what would be the status of the Atzamos? So he says the truth is you would think, okay, so it's usable, so therefore you'd be able to be Mavliya be Atzamos. But he says, but wait a second, how do we use it? We use it as part of the food. If you use it as part of the food, maybe that goes back to having a din of basar. Maybe the atzamos don't have maybe they're included in the, because you look at the animal and you evaluate it so when it's alive, based on the atzamos also now, because that also could be sold. So maybe it would be included in the Issa Daraisa of Lo Yigael. So he says, okay, maybe it depends on whether it has marrow or it doesn't have marrow, whether there's any part of it that you eat directly or it's just the flavor. Okay, but that's you see from the Gemara, Mark Yasrei, that this is a halach that changes based on time and place, based on this goes on that list of like shavu l'kol nefesh and hilchos yantif, of things that really are dependent on the on societal norms. Okay, says Gemara Vayter, Gufa, b'b'charu omer lo yifta v'nimkar, b'maisen emra lo yigael ve'eno nimkar lo chay v'lo shach lo tam v'lo balmum. So by b'char, the pasuk says you're not allowed to be poda it, but it could be sold while it's alive. By meiser, it says that lo yigael, you're not allowed to sell it. You're not allowed to be. It's not, the word the Torah uses lo yigael, and we dashin can't be sold chay shach lo tam balmum. So Tanimili. How do we know that that this is true? So the Gemara is going to have that Meisr cannot be sold, right? Where do we see the Isra of Mechira? The Torah never says Mechira. It says Lo Yigael. How do I know that you're not allowed to sell Meisr, that you're not allowed to sell Meisr Behema? So the Gemara is going to have three answers to this question, one over here, one at the bottom of the page, and one on Amud Beis. Three approaches, and that's pretty much the daf today, is three approaches to answering the question of how I know that you're not allowed to sell Meisr Behema. So answer number one, Amr of Chidin Amr Rav, V'chein Amr of Dimi Amr of Yochanan, Nemr Lo Yigael B'Meisr, V'Nemr Lo Yigael B'Charamim. It says Lo Yigael B'Meisr, and it says Lo Yigael B'Charamim. The only thing is, when it says Lo Yigael B'Charamim, it also says Lo Yimacher. It says Lo Yimacher V'Lo Yigael Kolcherim. Ah, so Mala Alan Mechira Imo, so just like by Charamim, we'll discuss Charamim in the next Masechta, we'll discuss Charamim in Erechin, when it talks about the Cherim is a type of Erech, it's a type of something that you give to Hagdish, type of gift that you give to that you make Kadosh. So just like by Charamim, it has an Isra Mechira together with it, Afkan Mechira Imo, so too when it says Lo Yigael by Meiser, it must mean that there's an Isra Mechira also. So I'm going to have the Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua Mipnei Di Mufni. It must not Mipnei Mufni. It's got to be Mufni. If you're learning from Charamim, the Lo Yigael that it says by Charamim, from the Lo Yigael that says by Meiser, from the Lo Yigael that says by Charamim, it must be that this is a Gezerah Shava Mufni. There's a concept of Gezerah Shava that's Eino Mufni. The Gezerah Shava of both sides of the Gezerah Shava, the words are already being used to teach us other drashas. That is a much weaker Gezerah Shava. And if you have any sort of pircha, you could blow up the Gezerah Shava. But a Gezerah Shava that's Mufni, that the sides are free, that the words that we're using in the Gezerah Shava are not used for other drashas, it's a much stronger Gezerah Shava, not easy to undo such a Gezerah Shava. So he says, this Gezerah Shava must be Mufna. Why? Because if it weren't Mufna, it would be easy to show the difference between the two halachos. Dilo Mufni, ikel mifrach malach haramim, shekin chalam alakol. If it weren't Mufna, you'd be able to ask the simple question that Cherim is not at all like Meiser, because Cherim is chal on everything. Pasha Pshad is Rashi's second Pshad, that Cherim is chal on your entire flock. Meiser is only on 10% of your flock by definition. So Cherim has that Chumrah over Meiser. Maybe that's why Cherim has a din, that you're not allowed to sell it. But Meiser wouldn't have such a din. So it's got to be that it's Mufna. So Gemara says, yeah, la'ai, Afnuyi Mufni, Itaka is Mufna. So if it's Mufna, we're going to have to show why we don't need the words Lo Yigael by Charamim. Why those words are extra, and then we'll be able to say, okay, good, they're extra. So the Gezerah Shava is going to be the determining. The Gezerah Shava is going to be a valid Gezerah Shava no matter what kashas we ask. So the Gemara is going to have three different approaches as to how we know that Lo Yigael is not being used for something else. So approach number one, Lo Yomer, Lo Yomer v'Lo Yigael b'Charamim v'Yigmar b'Meiser, because it didn't need to say the words Lo Yigael b'Charamim. We could have learned it out from Meiser. Ma Meiser Kadosh v'Eino Nigal, Av Charamim Kadoshim v'Einim Nigalim. Just like Meiser is Kadosh and cannot be Nigal, so to Charamim are Kadosh and cannot be Nigal. V'Lo Yigael d'Chas Rachman Olam Li, Lefnu Yei. So why do I have Lo Yigael b'Charamim? Must be just to make it Mufna. So says Gemara, that's not good. Ikal mifrach mala meiser shekin kadosh l'fanav l'achrav. Meiser has its own chumrah over charamim in that it's kado, it's makdish the previous and the next animal also. Meaning, if by accident you call the ninth one ten or the 11th one ten, that's also makdish that animal. So meiser has its own chumrah. So you would not have necessarily been able to learn lo yigael of charamim from meiser. So try number two. Why is lo yigael extra by charamim? Lo yomer lo yigael b'charamim v'yigmar mibuchar. We could have learned it out from Bechor. Ma Bechor Kadosh Reina Nigal, Av Charam Kadosh Reina Nigal. That just like Bechor is Kadosh and cannot be Nigal, same is true by Charamim. So Lo Yigael D'Kaz Rachman Olam Ali. So why does it say Lo Yigael? Lafnu Yeh. Must be that it's there just to make it Mufna. So says Gemara, nah, that doesn't work either. Because Yigael Mifrach Ma'al Bechor came Kedushas Merechem. Bechor has its own Chumrah in that it is Kadosh Merechem. It's Kadosh already from the womb. So again, we're still looking for how we know that Lo Yigael by Charamim is extra, and therefore it makes the Gezerah Shava that teaches Charamim to Meiser, the Isra Mechira of Charamim to Meiser, Gezerah Shava Mufna. So third and final try, Lo Yomer Lo Yigael B'Meiser V'Yigmar Havara Havara Mibuchar. Let it not say Lo Yigael B'Meiser, and we would learn Havara Havara Mibuchar. Meaning, let it not say Lo Yigael B'Meiser. Now we're not saying let it not say it by Charam. We're saying let it not say it by Meiser, and I'll learn Meiser from Bechar. Nigar. Ma b'char kadosh v'ena nigal, af meiser kadosh v'ena nigal. Lo yigal de kasra achmara lamali, so why do I need lo yigal by meiser? Laf nuye, must be to make it mufna. So, v'akati b'meiser nami, lo mufni dikal mifrach kadeparchinan. But says the Gemara, but wait a second. The same kasha you asked before about b'char, that it's kadosh mirechem, and that's why you can't learn b'char to charamim, you can ask that same kasha why you can't learn b'char to meiser. Because also b'char is kadosh mirechem. So va'avarta kra yiseru. Says Gemara, yeah, but va'avarta is an extra pasuk. B'char, and therefore, that frees up the lo yigael to be mufna. So b'char nami nelev gu'ula gu'ula mecharamim. So says Gemara, well, why don't we learn then, just like we learn from charamim to meiser, that there's nisr mechira, because we learn lo yigael from charamim. Why don't we learn the same thing about b'char? There should be an isr mechira of b'char that we should also learn from charamim. And yet we know that there's no isr mechira of b'char. We said at the top that b'char, it says lo yiftav v'nimkar, it's allowed to be sold. So the meiser mufni, the b'char lo mufni, because by meiser the lo yigael is mufna, by b'char the lo yigael is not mufna. So says Mar Amai Chazit, the lo sifta the b'char l'gufei with the meiser lafnuye. Well, who told you that the lo sifta of b'char should be used l'gufei and the one of meiser should be opened up? Maybe you should have flipped it. Ve'ma the meiser l'gufei the b'char lafnuye. Since we're learning b'char from meiser anyway, so only one of them is needed. Who told you which one is needed and which one is free? Why are you assuming that there's nisr mechira by meiser, and because it's an open phrase there, you say that the open phrase is really by b'char and learn that there's nisr mechira by b'char? Not by meiser. So answer the Gemara, done gu'ula migu'ula, ve'in done pediya migu'ula. No, because lo yuga'el, we'd rather associate with the phrase lo yuga'el that it sells elsewhere, rather than associate the phrase lo yuga'el with lo tifta. So, mainaf kamina. So says the Gemara, why? Why do you have to have the exact same phrase? So, tam debir b'shol, v'shava koin, v'va koin, zui shiva, zui biya. As the words could be as different as ushav, uva, and we'll still make a gzer shava between them, because they're similar enough. So what? Lo yiga lo tifta aren't similar enough. So says Mar Hani Mili Hechad Lakad Dami Le Velikad Dami Le Min Dami Le Alfinan. They are similar enough if you don't have a better option. But over here you have the option of either learning lo yiga el lo yiga el or learning lo yiga el lo tifta. Much better to have an exact match than to have one that's a little off. Fine. Frak the Gemara v'leiluf b'char havara havara mi meiser da meiser nami gomer gu'ula gu'ula mi charamim. Why don't we say as follows? Meiser, we know that you're not allowed to sell because we learn from charamim. And we know that we link meiser to b'char through havara havara. So why don't we say that charamim we know you're not allowed to sell, and that teaches to meiser that you're not allowed to sell. Once I know meiser you're not allowed to sell, it should teach me that b'char you're not allowed to sell. So miyat rachman agave charamim hu, because there's a mir in the pasuk by charamim says hu, and we darshan hu v'lo b'char, that no, the issur to sell is by charamim, not by b'char. Maybe it's telling you the issur to sell is by charamim and not by meiser. So meiser gu'ula kamoso, but by meiser you have lo yigael. So meiser is much more closely linked with charamim than b'char is. Okay, all of that was to answer the question of how do we know that there is an issur of mechira by meiser. So that was the first approach, was lo yigael, lo yigael. We learned it from charamim. Now approach number two. Rava Amar, lo yigael de charamim lo tsarich. We don't need a pasuk of lo yigael by charamim. De isnu hecha, because where would we be talking about? Where is the animal? Ibe bailim hegdish nu. If it's by the bailim, so then it's hegdish. Ibe kohen, if it's by the kohen, well then chulin nu. By the time you give the cherim to the kohen, so then it's already chulin. It becomes chulin, and the kohen could sell it to whoever he wants. It's complete chulin. De tari charamim, the Brisa says explicitly, when you make something cherim, that means you have to give it to a kohen, calls manchein bebeis bailim, harein kehegdish l'chol devreim. It has the full status of Hegdish, so you obviously can't be poded. It's not like Kachem Mizbech. You wouldn't be able to be poded at all. So, at Shenem or Kol Cherim Kodesh Kadashim L'Hashem, Nasan L'Kohen Arein K'chulin L'Chol Devrayim. Once you give it to the Kohen, then it takes on the full status of Chulin. Shenem or Kol Cherim Yisrael L'Chayyeh Lo Yigael D'Kas Rachman Alamali. So why do I need it to tell me by Charamim Lo Yigael Ah, Yemeinu Inyan L'Charamim, Tanei Inyan L'Maiser. So it must be that if Lo Yigael is serving no purpose in the Parsha of Charamim, so we have a concept of Yemeinu Inyan. Yemeinu Inyan tells me that when there's an extra halacha said in one area that has no application in the area that it appears, we can apply it to some other area. So instead of applying the words Lo Yigael to Charamim, we apply it to Maiser. And that's where I know that there's an issue of selling an animal that's meiser. So it says Gemara, Ematanei Winyan LeBachar. Why would you apply it to meiser? Why not apply it to Bachar? So Gemara says, Meiser Gu'ula Kamoso. Because meiser, it says, Lo Yuga'el, just like it says, Lo Yuga'el Bacharamim. So that's there to teach you that the extra phrase, Lo Yuga'el, it's not Gzeir Shava. It's just there to teach you the extra phrase, Lo Yuga'el, should be applied to some other parsha that also has such a lashon of Lo Yuga'el. Bachar has a lashon Lo Sifta, doesn't have a lashon of Lo Yuga'el, and therefore it's much more likely that this is supposed to be applied to meiser. So that was approach number two in how we know that there's an Isser to sell a behema of meiser when it's a meiser behema, when it's mechayim at least. Approach number three, Rav Ashi Amar Lo Yigael de Meiser Lo Yimacher. He said, no, you don't learn it from charamim or anything else. Just straight up, the pasuk says Lo Yigael by Meiser. That means don't sell. The taich of the word is don't sell. It means Lo Yimacher. Some Rav Ashi Mina Aminalai. That's not what I learned when I was in fifth grade and they were telling me what Lo Yigael means. I said, do not redeem. Who says that Lo Yigael means do not sell? Dichsiv Vahaya Hu Tumraso Ye Kodesh Lo Yigael. Emesai Osa Tumura. So the Pasuk, when it says Lo Yigael, associates it with Tumura, right? So at what point is it eligible to be Tumura? That's only Mechayim, that's only when it's alive. Emesai Eno Nigal. So when is there an Isser to be Goel? Mechayim, halachar shechita nigal, which clearly implies that after shechita can be redeemed. Now, what does redeemed mean? If redeemed doesn't mean sold, what does it mean? So it would probably mean evaluated to redeem it from Hegdish. Yeah, well then, habayi hamadav haracha. If you want to evaluate to redeem something from Hegdish, you need to do what's called hamadav haracha. You need to stand the animal up and do a proper evaluation. But guess what? If it's dead, you can't do that. So it can't be telling me that it's talking about an animal that's dead, and that's when you're allowed to first redeem it, because you can't do hamadav haracha. So we have to translate the words lo yigael differently. El shmamina lo yigael lo yimacheru. So it must be that lo yigael in this context means that you cannot sell it. Says Gemara, that's a great raya if you assume that in order to redeem it from Hegdish, you actually need Hamad V'Aracha. But if you hold you don't need Hamad V'Aracha, then it's not a raya at all. Because then Lo Yigal might just mean Lo Sifte. And when we say that, yeah, Mechayim, you can't do it. Lachar Misi, you can. Because there's no need to stand the animal up. So it works out really well. This raya is very good if you assume that Kachim Mizbeach are included in Hamad V'Aracha. They do have that requirement of Hamad V'Aracha. But if you hold Kachim Mizbeach were not included in the requirement of Hamad V'Aracha, then what are you going to say? So says Gemara, meaning then what's the raya that Lo Yigael means Lo Yimacher? So Anan Hachi Kamrinan. Mi ikad mechayim lo mifrak uliachar shchita mifrak. He says, no, that what we're saying is as follows. How could it be that the Torah tells us that when it's alive, you're not allowed to be parakeet, you're not allowed to redeem it. And then after shechita, all of a sudden you could redeem it. It doesn't make sense. It can't be talking about redeeming it, because it doesn't make sense that once it dies, that once you shecht it, it's going to be more likely to be able to be redeemed. It says, well, Allah malo, why not? Mechayim dalim, when does it have more, a stronger form of kedusha? Certainly when it's alive. So mechayim dalim kedusha say, lo mifrik. When it's alive, the kedusha is so strong, it's unredeemable kedusha. You can't undo it just by redeeming it for money. Lachar shechita da'akele kedusha say mifrik. But after shechita, when the kedusha lightens up a bit, so then you can redeem it. Why don't you say that? That's the pshat. What's so difficult about that? Says Gemara, v'lo kol d'cheinu. No, you're viewing it wrong. Umma mechayim da'alim lemitfas pidyono lemifrik. Lachar shechita da'alim lemitfas pidyono mifrik. Meaning the point is that the stronger the kedusha, that's not the less likely it is to be able to be redeemed. The stronger the kedusha, the more likely it is to be able to be redeemed. Because if it has stronger kedusha, then when you you try to be poda it, the kedusha is strong enough to grab on to the pidyon. But if the kedusha is very weak, it's not strong enough to latch on to that pidyon. So obviously, so now we're stuck saying it doesn't make any sense that you should be able to be poda it lachar misa, but not be poda it mechaim. You need strong kedusha to be poda it. So if you can't be poda it mechaim, you certainly can't be poda lachar misa. So why does it say lo yigael only in the context of mechaim and not in the context of the achar misa? Must be that it's not talking about pidyon at all. The words lo yigael don't mean pidyon. What do they mean? El shmamina lo yigael lo yimacher hu. It must mean that lo yigael must mean in this context lo yimacher. So the Gemara asks a very obvious question. V'lichtav rachmana lo yimacher. If God wanted to tell us don't sell it, a better way than going through this whole daf of Gemara would have been just to tell us do not sell it. So ikas rachmana lo yimacher hava minas davuni de lo mizdavin de kavod uvdin de chol av lefruke mifrik da eili dam of lehektish. Now, because if it would have said don't sell it, I would have thought don't sell it in the normal way, because that's like you're treating it like chol, but you could be poda it because that's what you do with hegdish, and that the money goes to hegdish, and that's not a bizayon tit. So that's why lachkas rachmana lo yigael de lo zdavuni mizdavin vlo lefruke mifrik. So it had to say a lashon that included both an isser mechira and an isser pidyon, and that taught me both in kill two birds with one stone just by having the words lo yigael. So we could learn this stuff of Gemara and Torah Shebal Peh and determine that it also means lo yimacher. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow before Mincha we will pick up at the Mishnah.